The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
As we head into the final weeks of the South Carolina legislative session, there's a lot happening in Columbia, and it happens very quickly in these final weeks. On our guest line this morning, I wanted to spend a few minutes with a lady who keeps up with what's going on in Columbia. Candace Carroll is the state director for Americans for Prosperity in South Carolina. And it's always glad, I'm always glad to welcome you, Candace, on our guest line. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful. So you get pretty busy this time of the year as the legislative session comes to an end, because it really, they kind of pick up the pace down there, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, the pace gets picked up in both chambers, and things get, you know, rescheduled or bills start flying back and forth. So it's this time of year that I think that if you have not tuned into session at any other point from January until now, like, these last 3 weeks are crucial for folks to tune into, because that's when you'll see a lot of things move real quick. And then we'll also see some things that just slow down, because we have, you know, members who will say, well, we can get to this next year because we're, you know, time's is of the essence right now to get other things through that we want to get through. So we follow all of that stuff. And yeah, absolutely crunch time right now down in Columbia.
Yeah. Of course, the good news is this, of course, is the first year of a 2-year session. So if something doesn't get passed in these final weeks, it doesn't mean that it's dead, because they can take it back up when they come back into session in January. And when committees work, even in, you know, when they're out of session, throughout the year. So, you know, doesn't mean that it's dead completely, but, let's talk for a minute, and I'll let you start here. What are some of the key issues that you see, the legislature taking up in these final weeks that have a chance of passing?
Yeah, so Joey, one thing you've been following very closely for the past few years, and I know we've been working on closely together, we've had you down to testify on, is the certificate of need, repealing that and getting government out of the way of healthcare when it comes to what providers can open, how many beds a facility can have, MRI machines, kind of all of the above. So, of course, there was a committee hearing that was scheduled yesterday afternoon to talk about things moving quickly. Right as that committee hearing was supposed to start at 2 yesterday, the chairwoman, who has been an advocate on this issue for years, came in and said, hey, guys, like, we need to reschedule this. But that reschedule has happened for 8:15 this morning. So for folks who have been following this issue, I would tune in this morning, because this is a very crucial issue for our state. The Senate passed it earlier this year. And Joey, I'm remaining cautiously optimistic on the House side. It's something that we've talked about multiple times this year. But I think that there's real momentum to get something done, especially from the grassroots side and people we've talked to that want to get government out of the way. So I would tune in for that this morning. Other things that we're following as well, we saw an open enrollment bill for public school, so kids could go to any public school in the state. They are not confined to their zip code, that passed the House earlier this year. That's been sitting over in the Senate. We would love to see some movement on that particular bill. To open up those options for kids so they're not stuck in, you know, an education situation that's not the best fit for them. Sure. We also, I saw something that's passed both chambers now, is a second chance occupational licensing bill that would say that our licensing boards can't issue a blanket denial for someone who has a criminal conviction, that there has to be a direct correlation between what that conviction was, how it was taken into account, how long ago it was. But there has to be a direct correlation between what that conviction was and the day-to-day duties that that person would have as part of that occupational license. So that bill passed the House early in session unanimously. It has also passed the Senate unanimously and is back over in the House for concurrence. There were some changes in the Senate that added, like, an apprenticeship program that wasn't in the House version. my understanding is we should see that concurrence in the House pretty quickly, whether that's this week or next. But again, time is of the essence here as to what that might look like. So, you know, if we talk about workforce development, the governor's talked about that. Both leaders in both chambers have talked about workforce development. This is a good, like, workforce development bill to get people back into work and break down some of those barriers that they are experiencing. We've also seen some bills that I think have been pretty unique to South Carolina when it comes to how we, you know, handle some folks who are looking to reenter society. And, you know, do we put, you know, large sentences on folks who may have a check fraud charge, for example, right? Like right now in South Carolina, like there's no way to ever get that off your record. There's an expungement bill that passed a Senate committee yesterday that's already passed the House overwhelmingly to say, like, hey, if it's a one-time thing, right, like we don't need to hold that over someone's head forever.
Sure.
So we've seen some bills like that have moved through. And again, I would say now's the most crucial time to watch some of that. Some bills that we would love to still see move would be the medical cannabis bill that Senator Davis has been working on for years. That bill's stuck on the Senate floor right now. Again, doesn't mean it's dead forever, but it's not getting movement right now. And it would be difficult. The Senate would actually have to potentially set it for a special order to even get it out of the Senate this year. And if they do, there's minimal time in the House to actually take that up, just given the calendar process.
Sure.
So we would love to see something like that. But if it doesn't, then it still sits on the calendar when they come back in January. It doesn't have to go back through the process again, as you mentioned a little bit earlier.
Yeah. So yes, a very busy time, of course, in these final weeks. You know, I always watch these final days of the session, and I think, you know, if they could work at this same pace and with this same sense of urgency throughout the session, imagine how much more they could get done.
Yeah, but sometimes I think that the slowness is good. Depends on what it is, right? Like, I agree with you that if we work at this pace, we can get a lot more done. We're not as nearly as slow as Congress is, but sometimes that long deliberation, I think, is needed. And especially for some of these issues that are so large, maybe not necessarily, it may not even be a controversial issue, but just a very complex issue, right? That they want to make sure that they get correct. But I agree. We, in some things, we need to move a little bit quicker on in session, especially if there's grassroots support for things, bipartisan support for things. It shouldn't take forever to get things through. And we saw that earlier with the Scout Motors deal, which I know you're not crazy about. We weren't crazy about.
Yeah.
But that moved real quick. So when they want to, they certainly can.
Yeah. I mean, we saw that deal come together in less than 2 weeks. And I have used that to remind some of my legislator friends who sometimes have told me, well, you know, it takes time. And I reminded them, yeah, it does, but you can also speed things up when you want to.
Right.
We've seen that's not completely impossible. On our guest line this morning, Candace Carroll, State Director for Americans for Prosperity. Let's go back for a minute. You mentioned a bill that, you know, the House has passed it, the Senate passed it, but there were just some slight differences. Talk with us in general terms about what that process looks like when the two bodies try to iron out their differences.
Yeah, so this is a process, I think, that's really about, like, how is the sausage made, for lack of a better term, right? So this was a House-originated bill, and this could happen for a Senate-originated bill, too. Once the bill has passed both chambers and it goes back to its original chamber, that original chamber has the opportunity to, one, amend the bill again, or two, they can concur with, like, what the other chamber sent over, which essentially means that, you know, they've adopted the amendments from the other chamber and it's going to go straight to the governor. Or they can say, no, we're going to non-concur and we're going to send this to a conference committee. At that point, leadership in both chambers can pick three members from their chamber. Typically, I have seen it be like the committee chairman or chairwoman, and then another significant, you know, member who's been maybe very involved and expert on the issue, And then usually they usually, because of the makeup of our General Assembly, it's like two Republicans and one Democrat that get put on these, depending on the issue, right? And so they will go, and literally the six of them will determine, how do we iron out these differences? What can our chamber accept? What can your chamber accept? What can we take back to our constituents as a win? And so they will sit down together over, you know, a conference table and like iron those out, and then take those, whatever they decide on, whatever the six of them decide on, back to their individual respective chambers and ask for their colleagues to adopt that committee report, if you will. So the three members who were elected for that conference committee will get up in front of all of their colleagues and say, this is what we came up with. We would appreciate if you adopt it and support it. And then we can move the bill to the governor. But we have seen sometimes, and we saw this in the off session last year, where those conference committees don't actually develop into anything. And so there was, you know, there had been some bills sometimes where certain members haven't shown up for the conference committee because they are, you know, at such an odds as to what the other chamber wants. So, you know, that deliberative process kind of falls apart. So, you know, as bills continue to move this session and we see some of these conference committees pop up, you know, I think it's important that they do come to the table and they do deliberate on these issues, and that they do try to put, you know, something that's substantive and transformative for South Carolinians forward versus just like letting it fall, you know, by the wayside. Sure. That's where I am on that issue. I'm sure other members would be like, oh, I don't know, we want to take our hard stand, right? But like, we need to actually try to get some stuff done, and for it not to just fall apart and then constituents be like, well, what happened? Because I thought we were so close on coming together for something.
One final question for you here. We have about a minute left here, back on certificate of need and that hearing that will take place this morning. You said just after 8. Do you have any expectation of what we're hearing, that there are going to be some amendments? Do you have any idea of what those amendments might be and how it would affect the bill?
Yeah, so from what I have heard, I think there's been a lot of deliberation, and I would encourage your listeners, and I think you, Joey, honestly have like a prime time where like you can go live with whatever happens in the committee if it's done by 9, right? And say like, hey, breaking news, which would be awesome. I've heard a variety of things kind of floating around. So I don't want to put something out there, you know, specifically publicly, but what I would encourage folks to do is, one, continue to call their members. It's early, but they're up, they're driving to the state house for that committee meeting this morning. I would call them and ask them to put patients first and, you know, do whatever they can to advance the bill and not let it die in committee like we have seen in previous years.
Sure. Ideally, we just need people to call and say, pass it as it is, pass the Senate bill.
Something out of committee. Yep.
Yeah. That would be ideal. And I still have the keyword set up. If you will take the time this morning to reach out to your House member, text the keyword CON, CON, to 877-235-9405, our text line. I'll send you a link. You can see the list of legislators, House members, choose yours and send them a quick note, because that's what we need to do, is just kind of keep the pressure on them. Candace Carroll, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for the work that you do. And hey, keep me informed on what happens today, please.
I will. Thanks, Joey. Have a great day.
All right. Sure thing. You too. Candace Carroll with the Americans for Prosperity. Text CON, C-O-N, and reach out and let your House member know that you want the certificate of need to be passed as is. We want to create competition within healthcare.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.